What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so this week we have Jada Pinkett Smith coming on. She has a new book out. It's called Worthy, a gripping, at times painfully honest, and ultimately inspirational memoir from global superstar and creator of the Red Table Talk series, Jada Pinkett Smith. She talks about depression. She talks about the slap. She talks about childhood. She grew up with drug dealer.
In the streets. Yeah, Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, things that you think you know, you have no idea. But no, reading the book though too, I mean, you guys definitely should pick it up, because when we got sent the advanced copy, I couldn't put it down.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
And I think the honesty is like the core of it for me, just how honest. And also, we always think we know somebody, but we just, you don't know why people are the way they are. I know, Kramer.
Big deep breath. But she's actually in the waiting room, so let's just get her on.
Eek.
Hey, girl. You got your little bun in the oven.
I know how things have changed since that Red Table Talk. Oh, girl. I know.
Congrats.
Thank you. Congrats to you.
Thank you.
Because this is about you. So,
thank you.
Jada, I feel better just being in this room with you. I needed to see your smile and just have a minute with your energy.
Oh, thank you.
I did.
So happy to be with you guys.
You're so sweet. Obviously we know it's press week and you've got a lot going on. So just thank you for spending your time with us right now and just being open and so authentic. And that's something that I've always... And I think it's interesting because we were talking because, you know, you walked into this a little nervous.
Nervous.
And, you know, she's like, well, how is she? And I'm like, she's great. And, you know, obviously I was nervous when I sat down with you at Red Table Talk because you're Jada and you're just, you know, it's, I was nervous. And then the second I met you, there's something about your energy that just made me feel safe. And I told Kristen... And that's safety for me is the biggest thing. That's when I can, because I come from just that really anxious and place. And so when I felt that, I was like, no, like she's cool. And you said something today that I was like, oh, that's interesting that you felt that.
Yeah, it's interesting to me because what I know of you only is from media, right? Which is so often unfair, unkind, unjust for the most part. And I know that because this is my best friend. So I've really been in the thick of it on the backside of a lot of things. But it's funny because you've always been perceived to me. I'm just, you know, 42-year-old woman in America, right?
Right.
Always perceived to me as this extra strong, can handle anything woman.
Right.
Which I love. right. and I identify with. I mean, there's so many pieces of your book that I just felt like were sentences that made me tear up, also like wrapped your arms around me in words.
Yeah.
So many things. There's a safety quote I actually, we cannot forget to revisit in your book. But I was telling Jana, I said, it's crazy how media can make you almost feel too strong, right? Yeah. Like the perception is like, you know, like I was like, if I misspeak, is she gonna, you know, also Hollywood mixed with all of our stories. Sometimes it gets like, is this person gonna be a kind person? You know, where I'm extra lovey, hard on sleeve. Listen, right. there's enough Detroit still in both of us that we can hold our own. But I'm like, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm always being respectful. But then I do want to ask questions like, who are you? You know, who's Jada, real Jada, not what we know and what the storyline or the agenda is or the PR people or who has the bigger, better PR people. Like, you are such a beautiful force in so many ways.
Thank you.
I mean it.
You made my heart smile with that one. Yeah.
Well, it's real. I mean, Baltimore, tough. Yeah. I mean, be yeah. more is no joke, sis.
No, not at all. And I think, you know, for me, I think, you know, I'm just learning as I get older to kind of let go of some of those defenses that, you know, I had to use to survive, you know, and they were so embedded in me. Sometimes it's difficult to let those defenses down and just kind of be more vulnerable, specifically in media spaces, you know, because I don't consider media spaces safe spaces, you know. So if you see me on the red carpet or if you see me doing an interview, like I'm always kind of, you know, in that survival mode. And so I've had to really learn how to, in my process, in my journey of Worthy, is like finding my strength in my vulnerability, finding my strength in the heartbreak of it all. You know, it's like finding my strength in surrender, finding my strength in my softness, you know, and not being afraid of those areas, you know? And so this whole journey for me has really like helped me with that. Like I don't have to take on people's perception of me. I don't have to defend myself. I don't have to do any of that, right? But it's taken me a long time to figure that out.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's the beauty in with you too. And something where you wrote in your book, and I'm going to pull up my notes right here, but you basically said and I saw this was also on one of the Red Table Talks, is you brought a lot to your relationship from your past and your upbringing, which we all do. But I felt very, in a way, I almost was like protective, not protective, but I was like, I wanted to be, well, Jada, like, so did Will, or so did everyone else that you're with. And so I felt like, how do I say this? Like, there was a piece of me that just, like, you deserve to feel worthy and to feel loved. And I know that no man can make us feel that way. So where do you think we get lost in that piece of that self-discovery and that self-worth?
Yeah. I think from my journey, I really was expecting my relationships to substitute that which I didn't have for myself, mm-hmm. whether it was self-consideration, self-respect, you know, coming from, you know, being the child of my mother who, you know, was a heroin addict for most of my childhood. Codependency, you know, it was like, okay, that was my symbol of love. You sacrifice yourself for the people that you love. You deal with your boundaries being, you know, constantly violated, or, you know, so all of these kind of aberrated ideas of what love is. And so, coming into a relationship, expecting that man to fill every void that I have. And then also having these really false ideas of what love looks like, what love feels like. And so just the combination of that. And I think we all come with our stuff, right? And that's why in the book, I really spend more time thinking about my part. Because to me, that is how, that's how I define taking back my power. Because for so long, me looking at what somebody else was doing and trying to change that person's behavior is what kept me stuck in a cycle of pain, which kept me stuck. So I've learned to recognize my part first. I can recognize what the other person, what their story is and what's going on over there, but I know ultimately that I have the power to change whatever's happening through me being willing to change myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's growth in that, because it's, I kind of felt the same thing with my past. Like after my divorce, I started dating someone else. I'm like, I'm just repeating the same pattern. This is actually, I could blame the men for the rest of my life. Yeah. And that's going to get me literally nowhere. The problem isn't them. Yeah, they're, maybe the stuff they brought to it was bad, but I was the one that had to look in the mirror and do the work.
Yeah.
Like that was on me to go, oh crap. Like it's actually, I am the common denominator.
Right. Well, it is interesting because in your book, so I, severe independence is something I default to. Hard.
Yes.
And so, I mean, like, I've like openly said, like, my sweet husband, like, how do you hug a bag of razor blades? Like, I want to be hugged, but then also he's like, I don't know how to come at you. Right. Like, right. Like, girl, like, I'm trying, but I don't know. Right. And there's something you said, and I think this sentence is one of the sentences of so many. I can't express to you enough how much of this book is just like almost parts of it reading my own diary, like different characters, different names, but so much similarity. There's a part in the book, in the chapter University of the Be More Streets, where you say, and I think Jana and I both identify with this probably to the core of our DNA. You say, what I needed was a level of independence so that I could create my own safety.
Yeah.
And then you say, home no longer gave me that.
Yep.
Like I feel, it makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
That feels almost like biblical to like me. Yeah. Truth wise.
Right.
Yeah. So when you take someone as sturdy as you, as independent as you, and I think that one of the things that three of us probably share in common is maybe being scrutinized sometimes, or maybe being too independent, or blah, you know, whatever the narrative is. How do you drop that independence when you enter a relationship? And I mean, you're, it's not just a relationship. We're talking Will freaking Smith. I mean, this is no, you know, these are people we all know. And right. Well, we all know of, I should say. That's right. A more fair way to put it. But how do you come into a relationship with someone who probably is also, because he's a human being, coming in with his own things and go like, how do you own the pieces of it and say, I'm sorry. Is there a defining point for you where you go, I know in this moment, I did something that help change the course of this for better or worse?
Yeah, I think for me, really learning myself, right? Once I started getting out of the blame game of, blaming Will for, you know, for everything, basically, right? And took some time to myself to realize, oh, no, chick, you're the common denominator, right? So once I really was willing to embrace that and then really look at, okay, let's look at how you function and how those particular defense mechanisms, those particular defaults play a part in the dynamic within yourself that also creates this dynamic with your partner, right? And I had to really break it down. So through my journey in therapy, through my journey with plant medicine, I really had to create an intimate relationship with myself so that I could understand through and through what that common denominator was, right? And then really be willing to be super, like to be really vigilant when I'm relating so that I go, there I go again, that judgment, that tone, that then triggers him. You know what I mean? And then it's like, okay, pull it back. Was that loving? Was that kind? No, you're being judgmental and the punisher is here.
Right? But does that also feel unsafe too? Because when you are wired the way you're wired and from environment too, this is like a nurture over nature. Like this is the ultimate, right? Like you had to do what you had to do to survive, to be, right. I mean, through your teens, through all of this, when that's happening for you, are you then going like, hold up, like, is it a moment where you just stop in your tracks and go, this is so vulnerable that now all the safety's gone? Because I think that is where I sometimes struggle.
Right.
If I get too vulnerable, if I get too honest.
Right.
Then I'm not safe anymore. Because now you're seeing parts of me that the razor blades.
Or like, it gets used against you, which has been mm-hmm.
Right. Something. So that's where we have to develop a deeper sense of security within ourselves. And so, and that's a really deep subject, because in order to feel safe in our vulnerability, we cannot expect that safety to come out from the outside, right? We can't expect our partners to behave a certain way to make us feel safe for us to go into these spaces within ourselves, right? So I had to really learn how to create that internal safety. I had to trust. Now for me, it was more about getting in contact with a higher power, right? And really sitting with some intense, vulnerable emotions alone that I thought were going to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Well, those were the thoughts in the ayahuasca, right? Like, yes. Saying, kill yourself. You deserve to die.
Right. Those thoughts. And so that was probably the beginning of me creating that intimate relationship that I'm talking about. And it took me to get through that. So this is where I started to develop that emotional trust in those spaces of vulnerability that were really dark, right? And really intense. And so I had to learn to practice being in those vulnerable, emotional, intense spaces with myself. I had to learn how to parent myself. I had to learn how to be my own mother. I had to learn how to be my own father, my own lover, my own husband, all of it, my own best friend. It's like, Jada, you are here alone with you, so that I could gather the understanding and the knowledge that I am my safety. So me being my safety, I'm going to be okay when I want to share my vulnerability and I want to share that well of sweet honey within me with someone else. Because no matter how they react, no matter what they say, no matter how they misstep, I know I got me. It's going to be okay.
You're loving the little girl in you that wasn't loved.
Right. Loving that little girl in me that wasn't loved. And that little girl, loving her and strengthening her, is what creates that safe space within us to be able to share those spaces of vulnerability with other people. Mm-hmm. But we, you know, it's not based on, somebody else creating that safe space for us. Now, we do have to have the understanding of who to share. Not everybody deserves that space. Right. But if you're speaking about a man that you've decided to be with, you know, that you're committed to, that's where the work is, right? I look at relationships as a holy path in that way. That's really what I feel as though that I'm learning on my journey. I got married because I was pregnant and we wanted a family, but I also didn't want to deal with my shit. I expected that Will was going to be the savior prince. Mm-hmm. Right. And once I realized that, oh no, a marriage is about us having the fortitude to walk each other home, walk each other to that sacred space without, as well as the sacred space within. And that's what the conflict within our intimate relationships are supposed to do. We're running into ourselves, where we have to ask those questions of what is the common denominator? I'm the common denominator here. What does that mean? And then really be able to look at our partners and go, okay, for some of us, we didn't choose the right partners. And so it's time to move on. Mm-hmm. For some of us, we chose the perfect partner that is the perfect mirror that is consistently going to help us get through our shit, cleaning it up along the way.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job, not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The piece too, that obviously with the, your book, out, well, it's, when this airs, it'll be out, and the press talking about how, okay, you've been separated since 2016. And that's kind of been the storyline of certain pieces of the book. And, you know, I'm curious, it's not for us to, and even though I'm going to ask the question, but, that's y'all's, decision to do what you want to do. Yes. Right.
Yep.
As someone who I also, in that for me, the in-between and I've is where my depression comes in at times. And so I'm curious, like in your in-between, cause right now you, it's like, I saw in a, I think it was another, interview, you said we are life partners and that's a beautiful thing. Can you still have that and still, like, do you want to find a way to be the married couple again? Or is it something where do you have hope for love in a different area while still having a life partner?
Yes.
Or are you still just trying to figure it out? Because I'm like, I want you to have love. And like, you know, like my fairy, you know, tale heart, I'm just like, I just want you to not feel that in between of like, well, yes, we're not going to get divorced, but also that's fine. But you can also experience an amazing love too. I don't know. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And right now, you know, I talk about it in the book, but the situation at the Oscars definitely brought us closer in a different way, right? And right now, we're still figuring it out because there's such deep love between us, and we've just been going through such, like, the Oscar situation forced us to have to go into even a deeper healing process than ever before, right? Even though it was starting before the Oscars, but after the Oscars is when it was like, okay, this is all on the table, right? Mm-hmm. And so right now we've just really been enjoying like healing together and really figuring out how we want to do this. Right now, we don't want to be divorced, and we are really moving closer together. And so I wish I could say that I knew exactly what the landing place was going to be, but I just don't know yet. We're still working at it.
And that's okay. But I think there's something beautiful about a new relationship. And that's something that obviously mine and my ex, we couldn't figure out because there was, I think, so much resentment and on all sides. But I think there is beauty in that new relationship. And obviously you stood by his side during that time when you were sitting there, not with him, and no one knew that. Right. So you were sitting there as a supportive wife, and then you're getting the comments and the hate. And I, you know, you obviously talked about in the book about the eye roll and all the things that people made up. And I can't even imagine. I have like the 0.001% of the haters. And for you, I can't, it's like having people, and you even talk about this, like, of course they're going to blame the woman. It's the woman's fault that he went up and did that. And, or it's, you know, the eye roll, all those things. And it's like, I hated that you even had to, and it's not that you defended yourself. You talked about it, but that you, it was even something that had to be spoken about, because no one knows the crap that you have to deal with from all the public and all the opinions. So was there a piece of you that was like, I'm going to share my story because I want to, or because you just didn't want the narrative being told for you?
I thought it was just a worthy story to share, right? Mm-hmm. Because it was what my journey has been in regards to like coming from this space of lack of self-worth to feeling so worthy. Mm. That I could sit in that fire in that way and be okay, right? Mm-hmm. And so to me, it was almost like a culmination of like, all right, just when you thought, okay, Jada, you feel worthy, you're about to get really tested right now, right? And I think for all of us, our journeys might not be that extreme, but those moments where we've done a certain amount of work and then we've landed and gone, oh man, I'm in a totally different place than I was 5 years ago, right? We have these points. So for me, it was so important to share my worthy journey, because I feel like that is the journey for all of us. Trying to find that level of self-worth where we can just be okay. We can feel okay no matter what is happening, because life is going to do what it's going to do. Life is never going to always present itself as pleasurable, blissful, enjoyable. We're going to have our painful moments, right? So who are we when shit gets real? Who are we when shit gets tough? Right.
And so, how do you not let those voices affect you with the people that have no idea? Because I say it doesn't affect me, but it still hurts. It's hard. I want to defend.
Yeah.
But how do you not let that depress you coming from, you know, you've the line of depression that you have had in the past? Like, what do you do to steer your path the right way?
That's when you're really sitting in that worthy pocket. With everything that I've been through, right? It's like developing, having dismantled all those false beliefs about myself and built a new foundation of what is true, right? And being able to sit with that. And once again, not looking for validation, right? From an outside source. This is, once again, just doing that work that builds that sense of self within that inner kingdom, mm-hmm. right? And really knowing for a fact who I am, without needing any kind of validation from anyone else. And that's really about curing self-judgment. Nobody's judgment can affect you when you have really dealt with your self-judgment. Mm-hmm. It's like, if somebody's like, she's a bitch, it's like, I'll give you that sometimes.
Oh, sis. This morning, actually.
Right, you know, it's like, but then also knowing I'm so much more than that. And that's not who I am. I might have a moment of bitchiness, but that's not who I am. Right. So it's like, when you know you and you've cured your own self-judgment, other people's judgment can't be a weapon. So what I've had to do, and I talk about this in the book, I mean, really, what that journey of self-judgment started on my metal music journey, because I went out there and it was so much hate. I mean, my God, I'm talking about physical, the boards on the Oz Fest joints were just, you know, full of the most brutal, hateful, vile threats. Right. And going out on stage every day and recognizing that, and I'm not going to say that there weren't real threats out there, but most of them were not. And really getting to see that people's judgment, anything anybody has to say about you, is a reflection, a projection of what's going on with them. Mm-hmm. And that's when that journey really started. And that's when I had to really start thinking about, why does this bother you? Why are you so disrupted? And I was like, oh, this is about, do you believe what these people are saying about you? Do you believe you don't deserve to be here? Oh, well, that's the thing to look at. Not what they're saying, but how you feel about what they're saying, how you believe what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. And it can't strike a nerve. You can't be on the defense or live in offense. If right. you know what you know, what you know, what you know to be true.
There you go.
I think my piece, though, is I still have shame around some of my past, sure. where that I want to be like, no, but I've changed and I'm not that person, you know, where that's the piece where I'm like, I have to just go rest in the what I know to be the truth today yeah. versus the past.
That's right. And just making peace with the past, because I'm with you on that. Like, on my journey, and I think as women, I think another reason why this was so important for me to write this book is because I don't believe that women are often, that we feel safe enough to talk about our real journeys, like the depth of it, because we feel like we're going to be ridiculed, we're going to be exiled, we're going to be looked upon as the bad woman, right? And so I had been through, listen, I don't know any other words that people could call me. You know what I mean? It's like, I've been through the gauntlet. So I felt like, yo, just offer your journey in a way that other women who are going through this can be seen. Offer your journey in a way that men who have women in their lives that they love, you can help them see those women. You know, or the women that love those women, you know, whatever. So for me, I just felt like, I know when I was going through my journey and I got stuck, I so needed something that looked like, reflected what I was going through, you know, just like little breadcrumbs, a bit of oxygen. And I was like, I want to offer that. Right. I want to offer that. I want to offer those breadcrumbs. I want to offer, you know, that oxygen for someone who is stuck somewhere feeling hopeless.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Was there a chapter in the book where, I don't know if you experienced this, like where I remember when I was writing, I could write, but when I came to the audio recording of the book, there was a chapter where I really struggled getting through a chapter and I kept crying and I had to stop. And I'm curious if there was a story or a chapter that you really struggled with.
Yeah, there were.
Because it's some heavy stuff in that book. I'm reading, I'm just like, you know, when you talk about the ayahuasca, when you talked about finding the cliff, I'm just like, oh my God.
And grandmother, like.
Yeah, my
grandmother. Yeah,
that was one. My grandmother. Like
I cried reading it. Like that is, you, sister, those were the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Like the moments where I was like, now this is some Jada I can get down with. Like, right. This is the Jada I've been trying to get to understand.
Right. Which is why I felt like that part of my story was so important. I felt like, I'm so glad you said that, because I felt like, oh my goodness, if people don't know this, you'll never really get to, you know, the inside of me. Right. But definitely reading the parts about my grandmother. And then there was some parts about Pac that were just, I thought that I had, you know, resolved a lot of issues around that as far as the loss of him. And, you know, that the story when I went to Rikers and had to leave him there, that was hard. So it was, you know, it was pieces like that that were really difficult.
When you close the book and you decided Worthy is done, the book itself, what's the main feeling that came over you as like a woman, an author, a daughter,
a mother,
a mama?
Yeah, I was just so happy. I was happy that I accomplished it, because it was so many times when I just wanted to quit. I was just like, I'm done. You know, it just,
Was it the noise? Was it just the challenge of the book writing process, the emotions?
It was a really challenging process, because, you know, I'm not writing about the entirety of my life. Right. I decided to specifically walk the exiled lands, specifically walk the shadow lands of my experience. So you feel me? So I was in the valley of the shadow of death the entire time. Bit by bit.
It's heavy.
It's heavy, right?
It's real though. It is like palpable, like you can feel it.
Right. And that was the thing, because I had to go back and relive it all. You know what I mean?
But you did it so beautifully. I mean, you really did.
I appreciate that. I really,
I mean, it just makes a person who, I mean, I have to just be completely honest with you. I had no idea what to expect from you, Jada, the woman today.
Right.
I think that's what this book does. I think that's what being able to sit. I mean,
listen, did I ever think that Kristen from the middle of nowhere, Michigan, was ever going to get to sit with Jada Pinkett Smith and ask questions like woman to woman? Ever did I think? Right. Did I ever think this was going to be my best friend? You know, right. And we do roll deep because we will cut for each other. But right. Like, it's crazy for me to be able to like sit with you. You're so disarming. I think that's one thing I do want people to understand when they listen to this, because I will be honest with you, the perception that media has given me of you is wildly unfair.
Yeah.
Your strength, they love to edit to make your strength feel like you are just like hard.
Yeah, that I'm steel.
Yeah. And some of that is true and good, but a lot of that is wrapped in this like really beautiful woman who just is being really super honest.
Thank you.
And we all needed a minute. I mean, I needed to know that about you.
Right. I appreciate that. And, you know, from woman to woman, I just think that's why I feel it's so important that we share our stories so that we can understand the nuances, so that when we see somebody, like when I see a strong woman, I'm like, oh she's got her defense. It's like, I know how to like, all right, let me dip over here for a minute and see if I can get around this corner and get around the next corner. You know what I mean? It's like, because there's certain walls that I understand because I've had them too, you know, but I can look and see there's more there, you know? So as women, as we share more of our stories and we understand these different nuances of one another and just help bring each other out, you know, create safe space like you guys are creating today for me, you know, so that we can just have real talk, because at the end of the day, that's what we don't have enough of. We don't have enough real talk amongst us, you know, so that we can really understand the heroine's journey, our journey from a feminine perspective. And when I talk about feminine, I'm not necessarily talking about gender. I'm talking about energetically as well, because we have men that you know, are on their journey, their heroine's journey, when they've accomplished everything they've accomplished in the world, and now the only place to go is the mm-hmm. inner world of feelings. You know?
Well, yeah, and you even said too in your book, like, I'm going to be there by his side, but he also has to figure it out. And I loved that too, because I can't, you can't make anyone happy. And I learned that lesson, you know, for right. me too. Like, I can't make him happy. Like, I will stand by you, but I can't do it for you, and you have to do it. You have to do it. And that's something too that I was like, well, yeah, I was like, truth when right. I was reading it, you know, I'm like, that's all of that is so true. And, you know, to kind of wrap up, first of all, I love that you put in all the amazing quotes in the book too, and the meditations and
the poems.
Yeah. I mean, so beautifully well done. I cannot wait for everyone to read this. And what do you want the biggest takeaway to be for people that pick up this book?
You know, honestly, I'm just hoping that the biggest takeaway is just like what you guys shared with me today, is that you were like, there's so much in here that I could relate to. There was so much in here that gave me, you know, oxygen. You know, it's like that to me was the reason that I wrote this book, because I feel like our journeys to self-worth are pretty universal. And, you know, and it's not always expressed mm-hmm. what it takes to feel whole as a woman, you know? And so, because it's not a journey for the faint at heart, you know?
And it's also something too, I want to say, it's okay to not tell the whole truth of things when you're still trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
You know, because some people, it's like, yeah, so you talked about the entanglements on Red Table Talk. You didn't say, like, there's pieces, but that's okay. Like, not everybody gets to, like, you are being open and willing to be authentic and share your story. But there are also pieces that people think they just get to take it all. You don't. Yeah,
you don't. And that's the truth.
And you get to control that.
Absolutely. And, you know, just getting people to understand that, you know, my relationship with Will is what it is. It's not going to look like, you know, it's probably not going to look like the way everybody wants it to look like, most likely, you know, and people just got to be with that. Because we're
and that's okay. Yeah. But as long as you know that you are worthy of love and you feel loved and you feel safe, like that is my biggest wish and prayer for you, that you can just like know that in your soul that you're worthy of the greatest love, not just relationally, but just in life. And you have that with your kids. And you have, it's not just a man too, which is, I always equated it to a man.
Yeah.
But like there's so much other forms of love. And as long as you feel worthy and people that read this book know that they deserve worth, that is when your life starts to change and you don't have to feel the heaviness of it all.
Yeah. I do also love that you and Will are still married. Like, I just need a minute with that because that's not common either. I mean, sis, it's like divorce court all over the place. I mean, and I'm on my second husband, so I'm just, you know, like I'm in a relationship and my husband is an artist, right? So that comes with its own thing, and he has his own thing, and he is a sweet Leo, but he loves himself some attention and some validation, and he's up there shaking it and getting it, you know. And I love that too, but we are in, over the last probably 13-14 months, a real reinvention of who we are as a married couple too. And we've been together 9 years. And is there points in our marriage where people would go, why would y'all even be together?
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And I just appreciate that you can be real, that marriage is not easy, is not the fairy tale. I mean, we just celebrated an anniversary. I said something similar on Instagram because people are always like, oh, hashtag couple goals. And I'm like, no, y'all just see what I share because I'm trying to keep it positive.
Right.
But I also was just like, this is not the movies. This is the kind of love you sit down with your grandkids and say, shit is real and we still tried.
That's right. That's right.
And I really love that about you two, even not knowing anything about you two. I just love that you're like, we're close and we're fighting for each other.
We are. And we're just trying to figure it out, you know? And it's like, we have tried everything to get away from each other.
And I feel that too, but
but you know, we just have so much love for each other and we
respect too.
Yeah, and all of that, like that is the reinvention, mm-hmm, right? When you talk about reinventing, like Will and I are in such a different, beautiful phase. And
how long have you and Will been together?
Okay, so I always, it's about 28 years, 9 years, yep.
I mean, if you're not reinventing, then at some point you're just chilling, right?
Exactly.
Like, what are we doing?
Right? And so, you know, we're both transforming so much and just being able to have each other in that process and being willing to be there for one another. You know, it's like
it's a beautiful thing.
That's my road dog.
Aw, I love that.
He's our road dog too, Jada.
Well, Jada, thank you so much. I love you. And again, anytime you're in Nashville, please, like, let me just
hug you once, Jada.
Oh yeah, I'll come see you guys.
Let me hold you too long, girl. Just let me get in here. I needed you today. You are a really beautiful human.
Yeah, we'll do some red wine and just kick it.
Yes, please. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, friend. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Oh
man,
Jada.
I feel so like relieved or something. Is that a weird feeling to have? It's not because I was nervous. It's more so because it's like, I think I was a Will Smith fan first.
Yeah.
Are we all?
I knew him first.
I don't know. I'm just Fresh Prince forever, you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like any discord or anything you see, you're just kind of like, you know? And like, he's growing, right? Also growing up 30 years in the public eye or plus.
Yeah, it's interesting too in the book how she said that she thought the whole slap thing was a skit too.
Yeah.
Because he had kept
going
like- The slap
heard around the world.
I know. Whew.
And then everybody had an opinion about it.
Kramer, and I hated how they spun the whole, in which she talked about, she's like, all right, let's talk about the eye roll. Let's talk about this in the book. And but also her sitting there having to pretend that they're married, you know, when they're separated, the whole thing is just like,
I think people sometimes forget, like, what would it be? I mean, Jana, even in the time we've known each other, like, can you imagine if there was a camera on me?
I mean, friend, legit, I have said and done some shit. Probably not. You know, like it's unfair. It's just unfair. It's beautiful that you all put yourself in the public eye. I think it's admirable. It's also, I'm just never envious. I've said that to you. I'll say that to her. Isn't it almost everybody?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she's walking through it really, really gracefully. And beautiful. There is a piece too, where I remember when she did the table talk stuff, where, and then about the whole entanglement stuff. And then now saying, so my first thing was like, well, why not just be all honest? Well, you know what? Sometimes when I was too honest, that's mm-hmm. when I don't have it figured out. That's when it's not good.
Yeah. And also, and like, I don't know that I've ever had it
everybody
figured out enough to go public with anything.
Right.
Right. I mean, I haven't. Still don't.
Well, I love you.
I love you. And thank you for sharing your people. I needed today. I actually needed a lot of that book too. The cover's beautiful too.
Yeah.
All the little pieces of her creating her own photo.
So everyone, go get the book Worthy by Jada Pinkett Smith. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.